Hi, I'm Emma.
I'm Alex.
And our guest today is
Mr. Purdue.
And Mr. Purdue is the principal of West Elm High School.
All right. First question is, why did you choose to be a principal?
Why did I choose to be a principal? Well, first off, I went into teaching. I gained some experience when I was in high school as a student. I was able to go over and be a teacher candidate or, you know, help in a classroom at the elementary. And so I fell in love doing that. And it led me into going to Ball State and getting my teaching license. And so got into the classroom, and I was able to fill in for our principal. They had some health things going on, so they asked me to step in the office and fill in, and I did that, and I fell in love with it. And so I was able to get outside the classroom, my own classroom, and help other teachers and in their classrooms, and then other students, and then lunchtime, just interacting with kids. And so I started my master's, and that's how it all happened.
That's pretty cool.
How many years have you been a principal here?
Here at West Elm, I'm in my sixth year overall. I've been 10 years in as a principal.
How did you act as a high school student?
How did I act? depends on who you talk to. No. I was a good kid. I was really, you know, busy, involved in other activities. So I started out the fall, and I played tennis. And then in the winter, I did basketball. And then in the spring, I played golf. So, you know, it was very busy, active. Mrs. Collum, who is in our front office now, retired teacher here from Westdale, her husband actually was my French teacher. And so I think if you talk to him, he'd probably say I'm a little jokester too, and I would play some pranks and things. But we had, with his permission, you know, I didn't do anything inappropriately, but we had a lot of fun. So, yeah, that's kind of how I was as a high school kid. I was really active and I'd like to have a good time.
Yeah. What was your favorite subject in high school and why?
Favorite subject? Probably had to be more so probably the math. I mean, I leaned toward that. That's what I kind of went towards with teaching as well. And a lot of it was because of the teachers, you know, I had along the way, had some great teachers. It was very helpful. But a lot of people wouldn't say math overall. but I didn't really have like one subject that I loved the most, because I think that's what led me to my teaching, getting my teaching license, was I had an elementary background, so I was able to teach all subjects for a while, and then I went in, and my teaching journey kind of led me into teaching math only. So I really did enjoy teaching all subjects when I did have that opportunity.
What is your least favorite subject when you were in high school?
Least favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would say English. I had great teachers, sometimes those research papers were not fun to have to write. So that's only the only reason I would say that subject.
As a principal, how do you memorize everybody's names in the whole school?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm in my sixth year, so that helps, you know, that longevity piece. You're watching you guys grow up and, you know, come over from the elementary into your sixth grade year. And so, you know, you just make it a point to try to be in the hallways and, you know, greet people and say hello to them and be visible. And so that, you know, having that longevity piece, being around the community, and that's a lot of it.
What do you do as the principal?
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a lot of things that I do. Mostly, a lot of it's behind the scenes sometimes. But I will say the areas I focus on is just taking care of our teachers and our students. And safety comes first. And then, of course, our academics and all the extracurricular things that we offer as well. Just making sure things run smoothly, that I'm helpful, I'm supportive. And if our students need me, you know, I'm there for them, and always listen to them and what they have to say, as well to our teachers as well, too. They need support or whatever, they need something, just being supportive, honestly.
What advice do you have for today's high school students?
What advice do I have for today's high school students? First off, just enjoy. I know it's, you know, we think of coming to school, I don't want to come to school, or you may have a different perspective. Maybe you enjoy coming to school, but overall, just enjoy the experience, make memories, have fun, make the most of it. And then along the way, build relationships with people and friends and teachers and your school community. But biggest part is making memories, enjoying that time. And then as you get closer to that, walking across the stage and leaving us, believe in yourself and know that you've been prepared and you're ready to go in whatever field or whatever experience you're heading into next, whatever journey leads you next.
How do you spend your summer breaks?
How do I spend my summer breaks? Well, most of my summer is spent here. Many don't know, but we try to get a lot accomplished over summer. And so we have a lot of great teams that over summer break that work hard to get things prepared and ready to go for the following school year. But I do get that opportunity to get away from the school. I love camping. And enjoy camping with family, and then also golfing. I love to golf. So anytime I can be outside and enjoy the weather, that's what I love to do.
What's your favorite event that Westdale has?
My favorite event, an event that I always look forward to, is the Scooter 500. That is a blast. It's a lot of fun, and it's just a great environment. Also, another new one that's come, I've really started enjoying because we just started it, but STEM Day. STEM Day is a fun day, interactive day. And Scooter 500 and probably STEM Day are my two favorite right now.
Scooter 500 was pretty fun.
It was, wasn't it?
I was in it for 3 years.
Yeah.
I fell each year.
You fell each year. Yeah, the pavement's gotten some of you guys pretty good. That's right.
It's just always like the one turn. Just one turn. That's all it is.
Yeah.
What would students be shocked to learn about you?
What would students be shocked to learn about me? That I can play the piano.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really get to do that often, but I enjoy playing the piano.
What's a school rule that you love a lot?
A school rule I love a lot? Goodness. I don't know. That's a tough, that's a school rule that I love the most. Well, give me some options. What would you propose?
Like the no phone rule. It could be any.
Yeah, see, with that, sometimes, we have these policies and guidelines in place, right, and kind of govern the school day and things. And so sometimes students think that, I come up with those or, that I love enforcing those rules. Listen, I get annoyed sometimes just as much as you guys do, right, especially when it comes to dress code and cell phones and all those, hot topics, but just know that I try to make sure that we stay as balanced and, work with you as much as possible with all those items, because I don't want to treat this place like a museum, right? So we got to learn how to dress appropriately. We got to learn how to use our cell phones at right times and things like that. So honestly, I think my number one, after thinking about it just a little bit, my number one rule that I like the most is just attendance. I like for kids to get to school.
What's your least favorite school rule?
Least favorite? Dress code. Because, or cell phones, things that, kids sometimes think that we're trying to be mean about things. And honestly, that's not the case. It's just trying to make sure that we choose times wisely or dress appropriately, things like that. But yeah, those are my least favorite because, you know, I get it. I understand, you know, I had a young, you know, student one time look at me and say, when I was an assistant principal, and said, well, I'm just going to take you shopping with me so you can help me pick out my clothes. You know, I said, well, that's not the case. Just, you know, we have these things in place. Just try to follow the best you can. But, you know, things get sent to our office. We try to handle things the best we can and be mindful and supportive to all of our students.
What is one thing that a lot of students don't know about you?
They don't know about me that I love painting. Now, not just like artist painting. I'm not a very good artist. But I enjoy painting. I painted every summer since my eighth grade year. My uncle owned his own business, and I started helping him and got me through college and things like that. And so now, still to the day, I kind of enjoy, you know, a lot of people don't like to paint their houses or do things. I like to do that.
Painting's really fun. I helped my dad paint the whole middle room.
Yeah?
It was pretty fun.
Good.
Do you talk to other teachers outside of school?
We do sometimes. You know, there's times when, you know, we get together or, you know, hang out or whatever and try to get outside the four walls of the school. But not very often, no.
Do you think you would ever leave Westdale and go do principal stuff at a different school?
Well, I love Westdale. You know, I came here in my sixth year here as principal. I love this place and the community, the people. You know, you go to these events and see all the support. And so I've fallen in love with this place. My boys are here, and so they're going through school. And so, you know, that makes it nice where I can just be a part of that. And down the road, I don't know where I'll end up being or staying here or whatever, but I don't want to go anywhere anytime soon, that's for sure.
Has technology made your job harder or easier?
I think anybody would probably say that technology is probably could go either way. I mean, you know, in the classroom, you know, looking back when as far as technology, when I was in the classroom and today, there's so many extra tools and, you know, tricks and things like that, that it's just phenomenal. But, you know, technology, I mean, now when it comes to social media, sometimes makes things harder because, you know, sometimes kids don't know how to communicate with each other. We put things on social media without thinking about what the impact might be on other people. You know, I think that's kind of the negative to it, is that the social media piece, when it's not used properly, people put things out there, it can be really mean. And it's easier to do that than maybe seeing something someone's face or whatever. So obviously that's kind of the negative to me, for me, as far as technology. But there's so much good that's come along the way.
Who was your favorite teacher growing up, and why were they your favorite teacher?
I would say my third grade teacher, Mrs. Williams. It's Mrs. Witham now. But she was absolutely, actually, there was two. But my third grade teacher was absolutely phenomenal. Still remember a poem she made us remember in third grade. And I got to see her one day and recited it to her, and she was just blown away by it. And also my sixth grade teacher. I had gone to a Christian school for a couple years and come back to the school my sixth grade year, and so I was a little overwhelmed and nervous about coming back. And you know, she was very supportive and very helpful in that transition. And so I remember certain moments, and there were times as a kid, I would laugh at everything. When someone was doing something in the classroom, I would just start laughing. And, you know, I didn't think I was being disruptive with her, but she called me out in the hallway one time and said, I need to be a leader, not a follower. So I've always held on to that. And I might have shared that with some of the kids in this building too.
I think we're now ready for the Fast 45.
Fast 45, what's that?
So you get 45 seconds to answer as many questions as you can.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Did I set the timer?
Oh, me? Okay,
yeah. I don't have my phone, so.
45 seconds.
To answer as many questions as you want.
Okay. Do I say pass if I want to skip it?
Yeah, or yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
And go. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Do you... Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Fight or flight?
Fight.
What is your zodiac sign?
I don't know.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how good of a cook are you?
1 to 10, 7.
Where's your happy place?
With family.
Social media, good or bad?
Good.
Pizza for breakfast?
If it's Pizza King.
What is the worst smell on earth?
Oh, I hate to say this, but vomit.
That's time.
Oh.
I didn't get very many questions in, did I?
Nope.
I lost count.
That was a quick 45 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
Well, yeah, some interesting questions there. Yeah.
Yes. Very interesting questions.
Yeah.
Well, did you enjoy this podcast?
I did. Thank you for your invitation. Appreciate it much.
Thank you for awesome job. Being our guest.
Anytime.
Have a good day.
You too.
20 Questions is a production of Westdale Warrior Cast, recorded in the podcast center located in room C10 of Westdale Middle High School, nestled in the rural surroundings of Gaston, Indiana. You can listen to all podcasts produced by Westdale Warrior Cast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcasts. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at westdalewarriorcast@gmail.com. You can also find Westdale Warrior Cast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.